Okay, Ed, let's get back into the Bigfoot before calls. Bigfoot UFO tie-in. I know you can't tell us everything about it. You're still working on it, but...
We've learned a lot. We've learned a lot over the years about this. When as remote viewers, you know, I teach my students to go into a problem with no preconceived notions and no biases. So even when police come to me and say, well, can you help us out with this murder? You know, I don't assume a murder. Could be Farmer John out in the field with his head cleaved open. It could have been a freak accident. Truck flipped the rock out in the field and cleaved his head open. We recreate it the way it is. Just the facts, ma'am. So when I first started looking at Bigfoot things, I needed a targetable material. We could use as a topical search, as a topic, Bigfoot, but that's a lot of work, and I don't want to go into the technical details of why it's a lot of work. My students know why, but the public doesn't. So what I did have, though, were on the Internet, I found a couple of years ago of very good photos. And one of them I liked a lot. It was a sighting up in northern California, mm-hmm. of one going of what somebody said was one of these man apes going up over the hill. Now notice I just used the term man ape,
right?
And you have an idea about what they may be based upon your experience in life, your cultural conditioning, and your mm-hmm. personal experience and that these paradigms that we have, even our language, are become prisons. In experimental psychology, there's a syndrome known as the restricting effects of awareness, where you're conditioned so much you can't see beyond the limits of this box,
right.
This paradigm box, okay? And we're very susceptible to that as humans in this day and age. If the walkie were real, if Luke Skywalker's sidekick were really real, this is something that looks like, it's big and it looks like an abominable snowman, a Yeti, a Bigfoot, right?
Right.
But it's piloting an intergalactic spaceship, for God's sake, when Luke Skywalker's back in the back taking a nap.
Chewbacca.
Yeah, Chewbacca. Don't mess with the walkie. He'll tear your arms off. That guy?
Yeah.
All right. Well, guess what? Here's what these guys are. And here's one of my field... projects deals with this. The Bigfoot comes from another planet, and they visit here. The way they visit here is very interesting. The Federation out there, many civilizations have these teleportation type of beams and things like that, right? Just like right out of the Star Trek series types of things. There are vehicles that are in deep space, and in those vehicles they have these transport apparati, just like in Star Trek, very similar to the Star Trek series where you beam somebody down. These big feet are beamed down to certain points on our planet. They stay a while. They actually hunt. They eat. There's a lot of scats. They defecate here, and they leave behind real material, real footprints, and they are real. But when trackers try to track them down or shoot them, they're not around anymore.
They're gone.
There's some reasons for that. Okay. Now, they don't wear clothes, but they have a very advanced technology that they're availing themselves with, obviously, just like Chewbacca, right? Mm-hmm. But we think because of the way they look, well, they look mostly like a gorilla and they look sort of human, so maybe they're Neanderthal or a missing link or Cro-Magnon or whatever, right? Uh-uh. They're from another world, and they come here, and I don't know what they're doing. It looks like they're almost like tourists or something like that. We haven't figured that out yet, but we will, and there's a reason why we will. But one thing I want to mention about another technology they have and why they have not been shot, why they have not been captured, because the moment they beam down, associated with each individual, and sometimes they come down in pairs, there's one that we would call in our culture a female because it has breasts that are exposed, right? Okay, it looks like a human female.
Yeah.
And maybe it is a female, too. So they come down sometimes in pairs. There's a little device, very small, and you can't see it in the daytime, but you can see it at night. It's like a little laser point. It's flying around like a little firefly. That thing is a scout. It recons an entire area to make sure there's no threat, no guns. All right?
Is it
And it's data linked. It's I use that term loosely. Who knows?
Is it mechanical?
It's artificial. It's not a living thing. Right. It's a device, and it goes out and scouts around, and it beams back any threat to these individuals while they're down here having fun, or as tourists or whatever they are, right? So that's why that's why these things are never caught, and that's why they're never shot, because this recon thing is always scouts out, as we used to say in the Armored Cavalry Regiment. Scouts are out, and that's why these things can relax and have a good time, because this little device is out there scouting around and letting them know if there's a person with a gun out there. But it does more than that, George. Sometimes people, and the reports are real, sometimes say they have a gun, whether it's a handgun or a long gun, and they didn't shoot this guy who was standing right there. They might have fired some warning shots, but it didn't move. This little device knows knows your intent. So even if you have a gun, it knows that it will not shoot this ward, this Bigfoot.
And it just relays that info back.
That's right. And that's why you have reports of guys with guns standing right there facing these things, and the Bigfoot just looking right at you, because it knows you won't shoot it, because this device can suss you out.
If you're correct, we'll never find these things.
No. You forget the power of this intelligence tool that I've adopted over the last quarter century. What I also discovered, there are beam down points that they use. They have beam down points that they know are safe zones, right? They don't just willy-nilly beam down and go walking around the Klamath River or Mount Shasta or whatever. They have points that they know historically are safe. So what Dr. Doom wants to do is set up a 50 caliber. No, I'm just kidding. Is what Dr. Doom wants to do is monitor those points, because my surmise is that they might not surveil those points. They might automatically assume that they're safe, and that's a weak spot. That's an Achilles heel, and we can actually gain some ground truth photography and perhaps interaction at those points. I still have people on my team who want to shoot one. I say, my God.
Yeah, I've had callers. They want to do that. I've talked one guy out of it.
Yeah, I mean, they said, well, we could probably get $1 million. I said, you're talking about an advanced life form who's probably more intelligent than we are, or at least as intelligent as we are, and you want to shoot it? So you can see what I'm up against in terms of things out there.
Human nature.
And you know, we don't even want to go where those other stuff, to talk about the grays, and abductions and things like that, because that gets really, really out there in left field, and I lose my scientific audience, who I want to keep.